Now, first off, just in the interest of disclosure, I need to say that as an employee of KUT, I am also an employee of the University of Texas. I want to make that clear and get that out of the way. Now, President Powers, we just had a regular legislative session where lawmakers cut $15 billion in state funding. Higher education did not escape the axe, of course. What does that mean for the University of Texas at Austin?
Well, from biennium to biennium, it's about a 16% reduction in our general revenue. Now, general revenue is about 14% of our budget, but it was a sizable cut, you know, tens of millions of dollars. And we're sorting through. The budget is very complicated, exactly what those dollar amounts are, but it's about a 16% of the general revenue cut. It's in the $35 to $40 million a year range.
The University of Texas is such a large employer in the city that if you don't work for UT, you probably know someone who does. So can you tell me what this will mean for personnel, job cuts?
We will have a reduction in workforce, but we've been working on this for 2 years. This did not come as a surprise. I'll say the legislature, the leadership and all of the legislators worked very hard. They had a very tough job. There's simply a deficit in the budget. We got treated about like other schools and about the way we anticipated. So we've been working at this for a long time. We've been making these cuts over a period of time. We've done a lot of it through attrition, as people normally retire. There have been layoffs in the past, and there will be some layoffs in the future. There will be a reduction in workforce, and we'll try to smooth that out over, you know, the next 6 months to a year, so that the impact on individual human beings is as small as it can be. But it won't be zero. There will have to be layoffs to balance this budget.
How do you feel about Governor Perry's proposal that he gave during his State of the State address that universities should offer $10,000 undergraduate degrees? Is that a realistic proposal?
Well, we're always looking for ways of having the most the lowest cost degree that we can get. If a $10,000 degree means $10,000 cost to the students and their families, we already have about 23% of our students where the cost to them is something in this ballpark of $10,000 for 4 years. If $10,000 degree means the cost to the families, to the state, to society, it is very hard to have a degree of the quality that UT Austin or Texas A&M or lots of other Texas Tech, to get the social cost of that degree down to $10,000. It's not clear how we would do that or frankly come close to that.
There's a lot of discussion in higher education circles lately about whether universities overvalue research to the detriment of teaching and real-world experience. This debate has been raging. Can you characterize your view of that debate and where you fall in it?
Undergraduate teaching is a critical central part of our mission. And we have been, for the last 7 years, redoing our undergraduate curriculum, small signature courses by senior faculty in the fall of the freshman year to get students off learning writing and critical thinking skills, freshmen in actual research labs in the College of Natural Sciences. Focusing on the undergraduate curriculum is something that is very important to us, and we've been doing it and reforming it for a long time. The research component is also a critical part of what we do. It is critical to the state and driving the economy, critical to our sort of democratic way of life and research in the humanities and in the social sciences. And the supposed dichotomy between teaching and research really is a false dichotomy. The students who are in those freshman research labs are learning in a research setting. Students who are in the signature courses, in all of our courses, are learning cutting edge knowledge and the way to generate that knowledge and the research that goes along. In other words, the teaching and the research are intimately intertwined. But we are a major world-class teaching and research institution, and making sure that we pursue both of those missions in the most efficient and productive way is important. To simply not support the research mission is something that would hit at the heart of what a great teaching and research institution like the University of Texas is about.
William Powers is the president of the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks for your time, President Powers.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
I'm Nathan Bernier for KUT News.